The Gold Coast has seen a recent rise in those seeking mental health support services. Many psychologists and mental health support workers acknowledge the current desperation for support as a mental health crisis. Within the past 2 years, peak wait times for psychologists and psychiatrists on the Gold Coast reach an astounding 6 to 9 months. Support worker Callum Matthews expresses how the high demand for support services is affecting those in need.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. It really does make me feel bad for the people that can't afford to wait.
Counsellor and practice manager at Clarity Consultants in Bundle, Madison Hickey, says the mental health crisis has seen consistently high rates of patients for over 2 years.
And our practice has only been open for 2 years. So we kind of started in the peak of the mental health crisis, as you might say. So I guess we haven't noticed as much of a spike, but we have noticed that plenty of people have come through. We've received hundreds of referrals in that time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Current wait times for new clients at Clarity have stabilised at around 2 months. However, Hickey says that some of their practitioners do have to close their books once they become overwhelmed with clients.
Our psychologists tend to know their boundaries quite well, and they will close their books if they know they've got too many clients for them to be able to work effectively with. But yeah, it is hard to turn people away again because we feel terrible knowing that we're unable to help people who really need it.
While some practitioners, such as those at Clarity, have the ability to close their books and take a step away from work for their own mental health if they need to, it can still be difficult for support workers to separate their personal and professional lives.
It's really hard because you see people and, like, while you're working, you try to do everything that you can to help and support them. And then you see, like, the environment they lived in and what events, like, led them to the situation they're in now and the daily struggles they have. And it's, like, you try to not take it home, but it's impossible because you kind of reflect on your own life and, like, if things were different, you'd be in that situation.
The Queensland government has also recognised how the lack of resources and time for the rise in mental health clients has affected the public and support workers. As a response to this, last year a $7 million mental health crisis stabilisation service was implemented at Robina Hospital, an investment to ease pressure from emergency rooms and already overworked support workers. Proactive approaches like this are aiding psychology officers and easing the current strain on the system. Hickey advises those seeking support to not be intimidated by wait times.
People facing a mental health crisis, that they shouldn't be put off by not being able to find a psychologist, because there's always someone out there with a shorter wait time, and there's counsellors who can often see people sooner. I know people can't foresee mental health crises, but if they are struggling, not to put off seeing a psychologist until they're super desperate, but to call and make an appointment, try and be a bit proactive, because, yeah, once you do the wait, it is worth it and you can get in.
It is vital for local and government support services to continue to provide services to those who seek them. Despite the current crisis, mental health professionals are hopeful for the future of support services and advocate for higher turnaround times for patients. If you're currently seeking support, reach out to your GP or local psychologist office. In instance of emergency, always contact 000.